What do we have here? Another depraved little slut that wants nothing more than to give up control and submit completely to a dominant mistress. Yes, I can see it in your eyes. That is what you desire. But listen carefully, whore. If you want to become my little toy, my plaything to do with what I please, you will have to follow my instructions to the letter. I will command and you will obey. I will humiliate and abuse you. But there will be no questioning. My name is Pramila, as you know. That is Mistress Pramila for you. Or maybe even Goddess Pramila. And you will do whatever your mistress requires of you, and you will do it merely for her amusement. That excites you, doesn't it? I knew it, you slut. But before I can start having my way with you, I think you should properly introduce yourself to. A worthless worm like you should always be naked on the floor. Exit the room right now. Get naked and crawl back in here like a proper slave, head bowed down. You are never to rise up in my presence. You will always crawl like an animal. This shall serve as a permanent reminder of your inferior place. Present yourself after you have made a proper entrance. And don't even think about touching yourself. Get out, get naked, and wait for my command to enter. Leave. Slave. That's a good little slave. Crawl over here. From this point on, until you are dismissed, you are mine to do with whatever I fancy. I've already thought of some wickedly devious tasks to put your obedient mind and body through. But first, I shall teach you some basic rules. As I said before, you will always be down on all fours and will crawl around whenever you will be required to move. Never touch your cock or your balls without my permission. Well, I've made sure of that with that cage you're wearing underneath. So subtle, it's pathetic. Never caress yourself without my saying so. In fact, you will never move a muscle without me telling you to do it. As long as you are under my control, you will do only what I command and nothing else. Yeah, that's it. No moving at all. Now, my obedient toy, I will teach you the position you will always need to be in when you find yourself in my divine presence. First, crawl in front of me and lay your face down, cheek resting on the floor, facing me. Spread your knees as wide as you can and arch your back so that your ass is as high up in the air as possible. Now rest your arms straight down on the floor in between your legs, palms facing up. This is your default resting position. When waiting for my instructions, you will always be in this position. After you finish a task, you will always return to this position and present yourself before me. Is that clear? Good boy. Now let's have a bit of fun, shall we? Stick your tongue out and lick your right index finger all the way from the base to the top. Do not move your left arm. Never move an inch without me telling you to do so. Now that you got that finger wet, reach around back over your ass and slowly trace your entire finger from the very tip of your caged cock all the way up to your tailbone so that you caress your cock, your balls, and your asshole in one swipe. Now, stick your tongue back out and slowly lick that finger again, from the base to the top. Really savor it and show me how much you want me to dominate you. Do that entire sequence 10 more times, slowly stroking your pleasure parts and then tasting them. Remember, do not move anything else. Keep that face down on the floor, back arched, ass up and legs spread as wide as possible. If you don't feel it hurting at the hip, they're not wide enough. Finish your task. Whenever you are finished with something, you will get on all fours, crawl and then return to your default position before hearing the next set of instructions. Well then, did you enjoy that? Did you get hard? Was it from the stimulation to your caged cock, if there was any? Your balls? Your dirty little asshole? Or maybe what really drove you wild was tasting that finger, that mix of scents from all your pleasure centers at once. Oh, did your cock just twitch? You filthy, filthy little boy? I see it's getting tight in there. It will hurt soon too. Yes, I think you will prove to be an excellent plaything. Now then, more fun? But you know, it's all about my fun. And while I do enjoy giving you pleasure, I also love inflicting pain. Better yet, if you mix the two, you will get the most intense sensations. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. One step at a time. Crawl and go get me a ruler. You're not allowed to use your hands. Carry it in your mouth like a good pet. Place it down on the floor and get back into your default position. Now, get on your knees, take the ruler in your right hand and place it next to those lovely balls. With your left hand, pull the end of the ruler back so that it tenses up. Now release it and feel the sweet agony course through your body. Does that hurt? Do that 10 more times. Suffer for me. No hesitation, worm. Or do you want 10 more sweats? That's what I thought. That should have warmed your balls a bit. Did you return to your default position? You better have. If not, then 10 more sweats to those eggs. Do them fast, if you have to. As soon as possible, but hard, punishing. You will quickly learn to listen. Always return to your position. I'm thinking your ass needs some warming up as well. But first, go and get me a bag of clothespin and a wooden spoon. Lay them down on the floor and get back in position, slut. Before we warm up your ass, let's make use of those clothespins. Take two and apply one on each nipple. Now take the wooden spoon in your hand and flick those clothespins until they fall off. You're not allowed to use your hands. They must fall down from the flicks. Did that hurt? Good. I want it to hurt. It amuses me to watch you squirm in pain. Now reapply the clothespins, but turn them 90 degrees. From now on, every time you get up for the next set of instructions, you will pull clothespins off, no opening them, and then reapply them at a different angle. Remember, pen slot, do it on every time. Now get back in position. It's time to warm that ass up. Take the wooden spoon in your hand and start smacking those chicks. Alternate between right and left. I want 100 smacks in total. Make sure to do it as hard as you can. You should be stinging and burning at the end. One hit every second. Well done, slave. You love this, don't you? Surrendering control is what you crave the most. It's what turns you on the most. Speaking of turning on, I'm sure that cock of yours is crying for attention in that cage. Is it wet yet, you little whore? Oh, don't worry, bitch. You will get to play with it soon enough. But it will be me who decides when and how. For your ball's sake, I do hope you remember to pull off and reapply the nipple clamps before you obey my commands. I also hope that right now you are in your default position when listening to me. If you forgot anything, 10 fast, painful swats to the balls. I may be using and abusing you for my amusement, but that doesn't mean you are allowed to ignore or forget any of my commands. Every time you act like a stupid bimbo and forget, your balls will pay the price. Oh, you horny little thing. You want to play with your dicklet, am I right? Well, I think you have earned 10 strokes. Fetch, Fido. You may put off your cage. Hurry up, though. I don't have all day. I might just think about it if I have to wait too long and decide that you don't even get a single stroke today. You better hurry. Now then, 10 strokes. 10 strokes my way, that is. You'd better be in position. Stick out your tongue and lick your entire palm all over. Now wrap it around your aching cock at the very base. Slowly go all the way up to the tip and back down to the base. After every full stroke, you will take your hand back and lick it good, like a dog in heat. After you finish your strokes, take your wet palm and start massaging the area between your anus and balls until your palm dries. Take your time, doggy. Oh my. Disgusting, you. Next, I want you to get a blindfold and a dildo. Oh, what's wrong? You don't like cocks? Well, that doesn't really matter, does it, slut? You will like whatever I tell you to like. My poor, horny little whore. Go on, fetch. You may use your hand for the blindfold. The cock goes straight into your mouth, though. Clutch your lips together to hold it. No teeth. Now then, place the cock next to you and get on your knees. Before you can properly service that cock, you need some more pain. Apply a cloth spin to each of your earlobes. That's right. Right there. Two on the area between your balls and asshole and 5 to your balls. Yeah, that has to hurt. It will hurt much worse when some time has passed. Also, I want 10 pins spread out all over your chest and belly, and finally one on your nose, so that you can only breathe through your mouth, like the animal you are. That's it. There. That will suck. For you, that is. Yes, right on the nose. There we go. Good boy. Now, I will leave you alone for a few minutes. You will put your blindfold on tight. You will then immediately get in default position in front of that cock and start to worship it with your mouth. Until I'm back. Kiss it, lick it, suck it, gag on it, slobber all over it. Show that cock how much you love it, you skank. You only being able to breathe through your mouth should make this even more amusing. And make sure that blindfold is on tight so that you can't see a thing. When you hear my lovely voice again, you are to keep your mouth on that cock and reach back with your right hand to give your aching clit 100 full long strokes while using your left hand to massage your asshole. Don't penetrate yourself though, you desperate slut. Remember to flick pull the nipple clamps off before every command. Go. Oh my. What a bitch you are. Are you starting to feel like a cheap whore? To be used, abused, humiliated, and denied? That is what horny slaves like you are good for. You may do your 100 full long strokes now. No coming, of course. And like I said, massage your asshole with the other hand while you do so. That cock stays inside of your throat the entire time. Go. You have a minute. Whore, stop. Stop that, you pathetic, useless, worthless little bitch. I want you to do something different. Go crawl and get me 2 plates. Make sure none of your clothespins fall off. You see, you have given that cock your mouth, but a really good slut also gives her ass. A slut should always crave cocks pumping in and out of her ass. So take that cock and secure it to a wall or a bed or anything, so that it points out at the level your ass is when you are on your knees. Give that cock some good gags and get it all wet, because that's the only lube you will get, whore. Yes, that's it. Before you begin, stick your entire tongue out and add an extra clothespin to it. Your tongue should now never retreat back in your mouth. This will start to make you drool. So position 1 plate so that it catches all your filthy saliva. Is it on your tongue? Good. Now there is still another plate left. Can you imagine what that's for? It's for your precum, of course. Position the other plate between your legs so that it catches all your precum. I will leave you again soon for a little longer this time. Put on your blindfold and begin to grind your slutty ass up and down that cock. Really enjoy it. I want both plates to be filled with fluid when I get back. When you hear my lovely, marvelous, sweet little voice again, you will stop and wait for further instructions. Go. Slave, remove the clothespin from your tongue and get your face down close to the saliva plate and lick it clean. No slurping, you whore, only licking aloud. And keep that cock buried in your ass the whole time. Yes, that's it. Lick it all up. Yummy, that has to be delicious, is it not? I think I do. So, after you have finished cleaning the first plate, you will take your right hand and squeeze any remaining precum from your clit. You will then dismount the cock and turn around to your precum-filled plate and start lapping it all up and swallowing it. Make those plates sparkling clean as that is finished. I will allow you to stroke your clit now. But first, you must get your face right up to that cock that just fucked your ass. Take off your nose clothespin and start inhaling your ass scent. Does that smell good? You will give me 200 full strokes like that, always breathing in the smell from your slutty ass. You can then remove your blindfold and start now. That was quite a show you put on for me, you disgusting cum slut. I see you quite like the taste of your pre-cum. Don't worry, you will get more in the future. Now I think it's time you remove those clothespins from your chest and belly. No, slut, you are not allowed to use your hands. Take the wooden spoon and start whacking off every clothespin from your chest and belly, except for the ones on your nipples. Those stay on. Now, you are allowed to remove the ones from your earlobes, from your balls, and the ones next to your ass using your hands. Yeah, that has to hurt. Ouch. Ouchie. Harder. You need to hit harder or those will never come off and it will only get more painful. Are you that stupid? You understand that, do you? Harder. Yes, that's a bit better. Now, go. Get me a shoelace. Get back down on your knees and tie it around your cock and balls. Not too tight, just enough to keep you rock hard. It's time for some stroking, slave. I want you to put this recording on pause in a few seconds and find a porn video of your choosing. It has to be at least, let's say 7 minutes long. You will get on your knees and stroke as fast as you can for the entire duration of that video. When you edge, you are to take your hands off and rest for 10 seconds before you start to stroke again. In this 10 seconds, you must lick up any pre-cum that your poor, desperate cock whips. Count how many edges you do. Remember it. You may go now. Pause this and go watch that video. Only get back here if you manage to do what I said. Well, what are you waiting for? Now, whore! I hope you managed at least 20 edges. If you fail to edge 20 times, go and get the ruler and apply 15 swats to those disobedient balls. Pause this again and hard your balls if you have to. Now get back in position and give me 100 smacks on your ass with a wooden spoon. Alternating chicks, just for laughs. Ouch. That was a hard one. No, you're absolutely not getting softer. You're getting even harder. Hit harder. Come on, whore. You can do it. You will manage. Nobody will notice a sore ass because nobody will see you naked anytime soon. Don't stop. Continue. And do not even try to tell me that you have a girlfriend or wife. If you lie to me, you're gonna get punished. It's time for you to entertain me again, bitch. Remove the shoelace from your cock and use it to tie off your ankles. Tight. You shouldn't be able to move them. Pause until you have done that. Now take another shoelace and tie up your wrists. Again, do it tight. Feeling helpless? Pause again and do so. Beautiful. Now apply your blindfold and keep a ball or something else you can throw close to you. Now take the ball and throw it as far as you can, preferably in another room. You are to crawl around like a worm and find that ball. Make sure your blindfold is on tight so you cannot see anything. When you find the ball, grab it with your mouth and come back to me. Wow, you did fetch it. Good boy. Good boy. As a reward, you are allowed to use your bound hands to bring yourself to the edge. Come on, do it. It can't take that long now. Are you on the edge? Come on now. Hurry up, whore. Don't come. On the edge? Okay, let go. Breathe in and out. Collect yourself. Take off your blindfold and remove your binds. Get back into position. We will do some more strokes followed by palm licks, just like in the beginning. Give me 20 of them. Now slot. Once again, dry your palm by rubbing it on the area between your balls and ass. That's it. That's a good whore. Does it taste good? I bet it does. I hope you licked a lot of precum, you hungry little whore. I may soon give you the main course. For now, go and bring me a cookie or something similar. Place it on a plate and put the plate under your weeping cock. Hurry. Pause the recording until you get back. Now, listen. You are now allowed to pick your favorite porn movie and watch 10 minutes of it again. I'm that generous. But stay in position. Use your left hand to massage your anus and the right one to stroke your dicklet. Squeeze as much precum as you can on that cookie. Pause and watch the movie. After the 10 minutes are up, return and resume this. My, oh my. That sure is a lot of cum. Are you excited? Look at it. Does it look yummy? Nod your head, bitch. Good whore. You will now eat everything off that plate. You are not allowed to use your hands. Filthy animals like you have no hands. Lick up any precum that missed the cookie too. Go on, now. I think you have some cum on that lips of yours. Lick it off. Good boy. Well, I think your ass is starting to feel neglected. Keep that porn movie running and turn the volume up so you can hear the moans. Then you will put on your blindfold and get your ass back on that cock. Also put a plate down between your legs to catch any discharge. Now I want you to ride that cock all the way down to the hilt and then all the way up until the cock is completely out of your ass. Give me 50 of these full pumps while you listen to the girls in the porno moan. And imagine it's you getting your brains fucked out. After you finish the task, stay in position with the cock deep inside you and remove your blindfold to listen to the next instructions. Pause this now and resume after you are done. Okay, whore, now it's time for some serious fucking. Put the blindfold back on and really start pumping your ass up and down, good and hard. This time you're also allowed to use your right hand and stroke your clitty as you violate your ass. Keep this up until you feel you reach the point of edge. Can't take that long now. Go on. Violate yourself in my honor. Abuse your asshole for me. Rape yourself for me. Deeper, harder. Do so while you think about what a cheap little whore you are. You're not a man. You probably have tits. You probably have a small cock. You probably don't have not much growth of beard either. You're a sissy, a whore, a bitch. Maybe you can apply as a trans woman. How does that sound? I think we'll change your name to Luna then, because it's a girl's name, but also a dog's name. That suits you. Are you getting close? Are you on the edge? Continue to stroke to the point of no return, then immediately take your hand off your clit and ruin your orgasm. Let that cum drip down on the plate, but don't stop pumping your ass. Continue to fuck yourself hard until you feel that every last drop of cum has dropped down on the plate. Oh, that has to suck. After all, this abuse, still no real satisfying orgasm. Poor baby. When you feel there is no more cum, reach back with your hand and squeeze the last drops out. Then take the plate and put it next to your face. Continue to fuck yourself as you smell the fruit of your labor. Inhale it deeply. That smells nice. What do you say? Does it smell better than the shit-stained rubber cock that raped you? Answer me, bitch. What smells better, your cum or that cock? Well, I think it doesn't matter, because now you will begin to lick your filthy goo. Get to it, slut. Nice and slow, no rush. You need to really show me how much you enjoy acting like a whore for me. Throughout this whole ordeal, you are to always fuck that hungry asshole. Continue to do so. Keep pumping as you slowly devour your cum. Fuck, lick, and swallow, like the demented sex freak you are. Now, is there a difference between the taste of pre-cum that I made you eat and that ruined orgasm cum? No, don't answer that. I don't care. Honestly, I will never taste cum. That is for whores, like you. When all your semen is gone, you may remove your blindfold and dismount the cock. Good. Such a good behavior. Well, well, whore, does your breath smell like cum? Does your asshole hot from all that abuse? This is what being my slave is all about. Doing everything I ask of you, no matter how humiliating, for no other reason than my saying so. I was thinking for a moment about giving you a full orgasm now, but I don't really feel like it. Why would I, you know? You don't even have any cum left in you. It would be bullshit to have you just shoot the warm air out of that clit that you call your penis, right? Plus, I'm starting to get bored of tormenting you. Well, we will see about that. You can now remove your nipple clamps for good. Play around with your nipples a bit. I bet they're hot like crazy. In a moment, I'll leave you hanging, high and dry. Listen now, because you have to remember what I said. You will start playing a 10-minute porno again with lots of moaning. First, you get back in your slutty position and present yourself before me though. That's it, good slut. This is how I'm going to leave you. Take your blindfold and put it back on. For the next 10 minutes, you are to stay in your position, blindfolded, and listen to the moans. While doing this, you will constantly lick your index finger, trace it from your cock up to your tailbone, just like in the beginning, and then lick it again. You will do this until the porno ends, and you will think about all the depraved things I have put you through today, and how lucky you are to have found someone like me. When you finish your task, you can carry on the rest of the day, of course. But no orgasm for you today for the next 24 hours. I want you to suffer for me. Well then, I'll leave you here and enjoy your night or day. Talk to you soon. Bye, bitch.